Bowel cancer, one of the commonest internal malignancies and causes of cancer death. It's preventable through the detection of polyps in the bowel before they turn cancerous. There's been evidence that people on a diet that's naturally high in vitamin D and calcium protects against bowel cancer. But a recently published trial of vitamin D and calcium supplements has made a worrying discovery in relation to a type of precancerous polyp called a serrated polyp. Seth Crockett was the lead author. He's at the University of North Carolina, and I spoke to him earlier.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
How important are these serrated polyps in general?
These are a really interesting type of colon polyp. Serrated polyps are sort of like the less common cousin of the more typical precancerous polyp that we pick up on colonoscopy, known as adenomatous polyps. They are really difficult to find on colonoscopy and other screening tests, and they differ from adenomatous polyps in terms of the steps they take to develop into a cancer.
Is a serrated polyp more likely to turn into cancer faster than an adenomatous polyp?
It's an active area of research. At this point, we think that their risk of cancer is about the same as an adenomatous polyp. But there are certain types of serrated polyps that we think have the potential for more rapid growth and transformation into colon cancer.
I don't know if we know the answer to this question, but if you take all colorectal cancer, all cancer in the large bowel, what proportion would come from adenomatous polyps versus serrated polyps?
So we think about 20 to 30% of colorectal cancer. This is sporadic colorectal cancer, so occurring in patients who don't have a familial syndrome or a genetic predisposition. So about 30% of those cancers are due to a serrated polyp precursor.
Now, you started this randomized trial in the belief that calcium and vitamin D would actually reduce the incidence of polyps.
We did. The study was undertaken, and it was a pretty large effort, 11 centers across the U.S., over 2,000 participants who had had a colonoscopy and a polyp detected at baseline. And they were randomized to receive calcium, vitamin D, the combination of those two, or placebo.
And this was really a chemo prevention trial where you were seeing whether you could prevent the incidence of further polyps.
Exactly, yes. As you pointed out, the study was undertaken because a number of studies have shown that patients with diets rich in calcium and vitamin D appear to be at lower risk of developing polyps and even colorectal cancer. So the idea was maybe if we give them more, that would have a preventive effect or protective effect against colorectal cancer.
So you did this randomization. You followed them up for several years. What did you find?
Looking at that more common polyp type, adenomatous polyps, there essentially was no benefit at all of either calcium, vitamin D, or the combination. So that was somewhat surprising. We undertook the subsequent study to look at this other type of polyp. Contrary to our expectations, the more than doubling of risk for serrated polyps 6 to 10 years after the initiation of the study.
And did you find any cancers?
Our report does not look at cancer as an outcome. We use the precursor lesions or the precancerous polyps as sort of a surrogate for cancer. And it helps us understand things that may protect against polyps, we think would also protect against cancer and vice versa.
So why should, if a diet rich in calcium and vitamin D seems to be protective, and that's often, that's a kind of a diet that's rich in vegetables, that's a surrogate. There's been plenty of studies suggesting that a vegetable-rich diet that's low in red meat is protective against colorectal cancer. Why should supplements increase the risk?
That's a really interesting question. I don't think that we know, but there have been a number of studies that have shown this discrepancy, whereas epidemiologic studies that look at patients' diet and the micronutrient components of their diet and their risk of various health outcomes appear to show a benefit in patients with diets high in calcium and folate and some of these other micronutrients. But when you try and give them those micronutrients in the form of a supplement, we sometimes see harm.
Calcium supplements are on the nose, really, because they have been suggested to increase the risk of coronary heart disease, particularly heart attack. Did you see an increased risk with vitamin D and calcium, or was it the same increased risk suggesting it was just the calcium that did the job rather than the vitamin D?
We saw the risk that appeared to be associated with calcium, and we looked at vitamin D alone, so patients who got vitamin D versus placebo. There was not a statistically significant elevated risk. However, in patients who receive the combination of calcium and vitamin D, their risk of sessile serrated polyps, one class of these serrated polyps, was nearly quadrupled.
So you did get a multiplier effect with vitamin D, a suggestion there. Now, did any other risk factors for colon cancer make this worse, such as family history or smoking or alcohol use?
We did look at many subgroups to try and better understand these findings because, you know, as I mentioned, this was somewhat unexpected. And we did find that smokers, in particular current smokers across the board, appear to have higher risk of serrated polyps if they were exposed to calcium.
In Australia, we have a national bowel cancer screening program. Only about 1 in 3 people actually participate in it, unfortunately, over the age of 50. But nonetheless, unless you have a strong family history of bowel cancer in your family, it's very hard to predict who's going to get bowel cancer, who's going to get polyps or not, particularly if you're not engaging in the bowel cancer screening program. You can't really tell us whether or not this applies to the general population or just the population who've already had one polyp diagnosed.
Yes, that's an important limitation. However, we do think that the results from these chemopreventive studies are applicable to patients who don't have those lesions because the biology should be the same. In the U.S., the body that reviews the preventive measures that we take on a population level, the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force, has given an I recommendation, I for insufficient evidence, for calcium supplements for postmenopausal women to prevent fractures. So, you know, certainly in that population, I think the risk-benefit ratio is a little shaky.
Seth, thanks very much for joining us on the Health Report.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed talking with you.
Seth Crockett is in the Division of Gastroenterology at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill.